Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
Well, I got some things I would like to talk about because last week I got to talking and I didn't get finished on some of what I wanted to talk about, and I couldn't leave it alone. I shared last week, and I used this word, and this is the title of what I'm talking about today, is position. And I want today to talk about position yourself. What we're going to do to position ourselves. But because in life, I have found when you're at the right place at the right time, the right thing happens. When you're at the wrong place, sometimes at the wrong time, but at the wrong place, things don't happen like should have. And so positioning in life is just so big for me. Everything that I look back on my life and find that I got myself into was oftentimes because of the position that I was in. So how do we position ourselves? We got to answer a couple questions, and I got one of those answered last week. And what I talked about is, what are you in need of? What are you in need of? See, before you start talking about the position you're in, what are you in need of? Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be. Well, as you start looking at where you're at and what you're doing, you can kind of look at what you treasure. What you treasure. What are you treasuring? Because that's where your heart is. And then where you find your heart, usually where you find yourself. And then you'll find what you think you're in need of. But we got to always be careful not to mess up our wants for our needs. Because we can do that, can't we? Boy, I think I need this. And in fact, it's not a need, it's a want. You know, that's kind of the flesh. That's why we daily got to work on getting that put down, because the flesh will come up and tell us we need something that we really just want. Psalm 37:4 says, take delight in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Take delight in the Lord. We like talking about God will give you the desires of your heart, and we leave the taking the delight out. We've got to take delight in the Lord. Some of our basic needs, physical needs, shelter and food. My guess is by looking at all of us here today, we're doing fine with shelter. Y'all got a good night's sleep, even though you lost an hour. You got a good night's sleep last night. And you don't have to look very far past myself to know we're not having any problem eating. We're doing good with the food. So those physical needs are pretty well met. Now we got some soul and mind needs, some will emotional needs, some peace, some joy, sound mind, not depressed, having some purpose. And then we got some spiritual needs. To know that God loves you and has a purpose for you is a need that people have. God loves you. But you know, people don't recognize that they need to know that. That you have a relationship daily that's growing in Him, and that you're maturing in your daily life and your relationship with the Lord through prayer, through reading of the Word, and then getting transformed into not just being someone who's a receiver, but someone who can be a giver and meeting the needs of others. And see, we ended here last week, and I want to start this week and talk a little deeper about position. So the first question we answered last week is to find out what position that you need to be in by finding out what your needs are. What are your needs? Now I'm not going in and clarifying all that again. Not wants, your needs. Here's the second question. Start with today. What are the steps that are necessary to position yourself to receive that need? There are steps to get in position. There are steps to get your life in position. And to do that, you've got to know a couple of things that have to happen with your knowledge and your thinker before you're able to get the steps necessary to put you in position to get the things you're in need of. A lot of words there, but I think you're getting what I'm saying. First one that puts you in a step towards being in the right position is knowing your season of life. Well, people get this mixed up a lot. Ecclesiastes 3:1 talks about in everything there's a season and a time. In everything there's a season and a time. And there's so many young people, and I was one of them, But there's so many young people that expect to have and be where people 30 years older than them are at. And it's not their season yet. They're wanting to be somewhere 30 years down the road. You're not there yet. And I'm just telling you, that's tough. It's a tough. At 18, I thought I was 54. And see, God ordained seasons of life. Now, I'm not always talking about age, because you have someone that has a 10-year-old and they might be 30 or they might be 50. You know, I'm talking seasons now. So I'm not just talking age, but different seasons of life. And God made it that way, and we should never be upset about the time that God placed us here in this life. He placed you to be born when you were born. Oh, I just wish I was older. You can wish that your whole life and you'll just wish life away. You got to understand, you got to at some point recognize the season of life you're in is significant. We get frustrated when things don't happen based on what we want it to happen on. This is my time. And we got to continually check where we're at. It amazes me how over and over again you have people working a full-time job, maybe two jobs, and they're going to college and they're trying to raise four kids at the same time. Now, Pastor, I don't really know anybody. No, but you know somebody who's trying that. They just try to do everything they can. Well, what they've done is they're putting themselves in a position that right now they're needing to be a dad. And they're trying to hold two jobs and be a college student at the same time. And all of a sudden the kids don't have a dad. You can't really have two full-time jobs and four kids and a full-time college student and be highly effective at any one of them. Now, I'm just talking some wisdom here right now. Something is getting the short end of the stick. There are seasons of life that you need to consider. Seasons of life that you position yourself to receive what you're in need of. Now, I can go right back to a time when I was on the road full time. That's all I did, was I was on the road full time. And my wife, while I was gone, would tell me what our young girls were doing. They just took their first steps today, and Dad was on the road. I can't tell you how many times I was on the road and missed, and I started praying, God, something's got to open for me to be home more. I'm believing you. And see, but it wasn't the season of life that I could be there, but I needed to be. See, I recognized the need. I didn't just quit my job. Well, I'll be at home. I don't know how we're going to pay the bills, but see, I recognized a need and I started praying. And I didn't try to make it work in my time, but I recognized the need. And if you recognize the need and you see that the season you're in is needing something different, then you start working your life to position. Are you getting this? You start working your life to position yourself to be where you are needed to be. Boy, it don't happen overnight, but neither do seasons of life. Seasons of life come and they have quite a bit of time in them. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Says, we will not boast about things done outside our area of authority. We will boast only about what has happened within the boundaries of the work God has given us, which includes our working with you. Paul says, we're not reaching beyond these boundaries when we claim authority over you as if we'd never visited you. For we were the first to travel all the way to Corinth with the good news of Christ. In verse 15, nor do we boast and claim credit for the work someone else has done. Instead, we hope that your faith will grow so that the boundaries of our work among you will be extended. Then we will be able to go and preach the good news in other places far beyond you where no one else is working. Then there'll be no question of our boasting about work done in someone else's territory. As the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. Now, I like this because it says, boast according to the measure of ministry God has assigned to you, in another translation. Boast only about the measure of ministry that God has assigned to you. In your season of life, God has assigned an area of ministry. And in that area of ministry, you're not here to be better than anybody else. It's your call. And see, we're not going to boast about the area of ministry I'm in. We're going to boast about the Lord and what he's doing. Every one of us here, if we were to be honest, at some time or another, have been guilty of comparing our life to someone else's. And we're real quick to do that, especially with people who we see in our same season. Well, I should be, but we forget that their area of ministry is different than ours. See, they have an area of ministry over here, and you have an area of ministry here, and you're comparing something that Paul said, be careful about that. We boast only in the Lord, and we take significance in our area. Our area of ministry. We see someone else and where they are, and we just up and leave where we're at. And what's God doing? I'm heading down there. That road was never meant for you. I shared with a bunch of men yesterday morning in Russellville, Arkansas. And they had a worship band of a bunch of men, and they were singing and enjoying time with the Lord and presence. And I got up and I said, boy, aren't you grateful for these men? See, you know what? I'm more grateful that none of you were up here. That's what I told them. And I said, you ought to be grateful that you weren't. But there are some of you thinking right now that I could do that if I'd have been dealt their hand, if I'd have practiced when I was. And we get caught up on watching someone who's not where we are, and we start thinking, either I can do that, prideful, or we think, why didn't I get to do that? Why didn't I get that gift? Because you can't hold a tune in a bucket. I don't know. You can just get mad at God all you want, but you know, you've got an area of ministry that God, but we're real quick to compare ourselves, especially with people that are in our same season, and we think we ought to be able to do something that God didn't equip. God equipped us in other ways. So you got to know your season, and you got to know your equipping. You can never be a kid again when you're 50. You can try. I try to keep up with my grandkids. Yesterday I was laying in the floor, and one of them climbed on top of me and said, Papa, your face is red. I was trying. Not a kid again. See, there are just things that you got to know that. And so you got to know your season. And you can't be retired and try to act like you're 20 years old. Nor can you be in your 20s and live life like Dan and Bonnie Rosworm do. See, you just can't do that. Well, they get to do so much, and I've watched them for years. Just, man, what a life. What are you doing, Dan? I'm going fishing tomorrow. Well, that must be nice. See, just to be retired. Dan's going, just to be 20. See, if we're not careful, we're all the time comparing. Are you getting this, or can I move on? All right. The second part of this knowing what we are to be doing and how to put ourselves in position is knowing what the Lord has made available to you right where you're at. We got to make our way based on the road we're on. For those of you that have ever used a map instead of GPS, there is a north, south, east, and west. And it's actually more than just what you read on the front of dashboard of your car. Which way are you going? Well, I'm going north. Why? Because it says in. Which way is south from here? I don't know. Let me turn around and I'll see when I see it. There's a north, south, east, and west, okay? With that, there are certain places on each side of the country. And if you're going to Florida, you're going to head east. And if you're headed to California, you're going to head west. Now, everybody kind of knows that. But you can't head east in a car hoping you're going to arrive in California. And some of you go, well, obviously I know that. Well, what do you got to do? You got to reposition. reposition yourself, and you got to know how to reposition, where to turn off. I've been on a road countless times and missed an exit. I don't know if you've ever done that. And I have thought about maybe I ought to just back up and hit that exit. That's not a good idea. But I've missed it to where you had to drive another 8 miles down, get on an exit, turn around and go back, and all of a sudden you're like, good grief. Just because I missed an exit. Yep, but I better reposition or I'm getting further and further. The further I go past the next, I'm going to at some point have to reposition. And the only way I can reposition is know where I'm wanting to go and where I'm headed right now. So you got to know those two things. Where are you headed right now? Boy, I just don't like my life. Well, then reposition. Reposition. But know this, you might have to go a few miles on down the road doing what you're doing before you reposition so you do it safely. Don't up and quit your job. See, I don't want you to get in the ditch. You got to understand that there are things that God has called us to do, and repositioning is necessary. I read a quote this weekend, and I couldn't get it out of my head, and I've thought about it time and time again. C.S. Lewis said, you can't go back and change the beginning. Boy, it'd be nice, but you can't go back and change the beginning. You can't. You can't go back and change the beginning. But you can start where you are, and you can change the ending. You've been headed to Florida, and you've been wanting to go west. You can change the ending. But you can't go back and change the beginning because you're in Kentucky and you're going to have to reposition and it's going to take longer, but you'll get there. I don't know what that is and I don't know who that's for, but somebody when I'm talking about position needs to hear that. You got to figure out where you are on that map so that you can reposition correctly, and you got to examine all areas of your life. And it's easy to see where other people should reposition, but what I'm asking you to do is where do you need to reposition? And you've got to figure that out. You got to look in areas you've been frustrated in. What areas have you been frustrated in? Let me give you some areas. There's three. Physically, where you've been frustrated. In your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, where have you been frustrated? Where have you been frustrated spiritually? Where have you been frustrated? I just don't feel like I'm hearing from God. Know this, God didn't go anywhere. There at times in three areas of life, because we're three-part beings, we got to figure out which areas we need to reposition in. What areas is it? I mean, if we're going to get our position and we're going to position ourselves, then physically, how are you doing with your time? I'm running here and I'm running there. Physically, how are you doing with your time? Are you late everywhere you go? We got to address something with our time. Come on. You're never going to be at Christian Ministries Church at any point and not hear something practical that can help your life. And I'm just telling you, physically, there's some repositioning that sometimes needs to take place. Maybe your financial situation. Boy, I just can't meet my bills. I just don't know how I'm going to make next month. And my job situation, maybe you need to find a cheaper place to live. Well, I can't do that tomorrow. I know you got to wait till the next exit. But you better get yourself into a position where you can make it. Well, I don't know how. Well, go talk to somebody. What about your job? I just hate my job. You know, God wasn't designing your job for you to find love at. But there's also an extreme of hating it. And at some point, you ought to be able to get the satisfaction of knowing God's called you there. It's an area of ministry that I can have. And use that for the furthering of the kingdom in every way you can. What about your kids? Man, I don't know about my kids. I just don't know. Maybe you got to reposition yourself, Dad. Mom, maybe there's some repositioning that needs to take place. What about your health physically? See, we can go through a bunch of physical areas, but I'm just pointing out things that maybe I need to think about that. Mentally, are you at peace mentally or are you just bent up all the time? Mentally, I'm just exhausted mentally. Well, what are you learning? What are you reading? What are you studying right now? Would that be Fox News? I understand why you're mentally just having, I'm about to break down. Turn TV off. Mentally, what are you feeding yourself? I'm reading a book right now by Phil Robertson. It's one of the greatest books I've ever read. I love it. He's talking about living the Christian life, and I'm just finding someone else to get in agreement with. And I thought, that's pretty good. If I'm going to get in agreement with somebody, Duck Hunter's fine with me. See, what are you feeding yourself mentally? Where are you at mentally? Spiritually, where are you at with the Lord? What's the last real truth that God showed you in his word? Was it John 3:16? Now, I'm not making fun of John 3:16, and I'm not trying to say that that wasn't a real experience. I'm not trying to take that and say that wasn't real, because for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever. So I get that, and I was in need of that, and God sent his son for me, and I got saved. All right, what are you doing in your maturity past salvation? You got saved 20 years ago. What's the last spiritual truth that you learned? Because if the first spiritual truth you learned was salvation, and that's the last one you learned, you got some growing to do spiritually. It's not a put down, it's just a fact. There's a whole lot more that's in the word after you get saved that's available to you. Bunches and bunches and bunches of promises. Now, if you're not saved, that's the first one you need to know. What are you imparting through your life to others? Who's the last person you said, can I pray for you? Who's the last person you said, you know what? Here's what I was reading, and I thought this might be applicable for your situation. Or who's the last person you just said, hey, let's get together and get an agreement, and we can get some things at work changed. Well, why? Because you're and another person are the two that serve God. When's the last spiritual thing that you said, I'm hearing from God? When's the last time you heard from God? See, you got to continually know what you're in need of so that you can get yourself in the right position. God will give you the desires of your heart, but know this, position is everything. When I was talking about delighting in the Lord, you get yourself in position first spiritually, then you start seeing that your needs have been met, because Jesus met every need that you needed spiritually when he died on the cross and 3 days later rose again. Everything that you were in need of was given. Praise God. So every spiritual need's been given. The question is, did you put yourself in position to receive them? Are you in position? I'm grateful you're in church this morning. But know this, the devil wants to get you sidetracked. He don't want you to have peace. He don't want you physically being where your body's in line with. He don't want you bearing fruit. He don't want your money working for you. He doesn't want any of that with money working for me. Yeah, it's working for me so I can bless some people like you've never seen blessed before. See, he don't want you. He wants you just saying, oh, that mean old money. Money's not mean. The love of it's mean. The love of it's wrong. But know this, it's just an avenue just like my car is to get me where I'm going. We don't sit here and put down a car. Praise God, you don't have to walk home today. It wouldn't be that big a deal for me, but for y'all, it would be a big deal. Do I need something physically to position myself for a blessing of health? What is my job fulfilling its purpose and it's leading me where I want to go? Are my kids a blessing to those around them, and are they maturing and headed the right direction? Or do you need to get in a different position in your home? Mentally, are you learning to allow the Lord to show you new ways to get more and more knowledge? What book are you reading right now? What are you allowing? Who are you allowing to speak into your life? Who is your mentor? Who have you given permission to say, hey, listen, I want you to know that in this area, I want you to come up and tell me if you see me headed wrong. Or I want you to ask me how I'm doing. What are you talking about? You ought to have some mentors in your life. A wise man hears and increases learning. And a man of understanding, which is someone who's hearing an increase in learning, they'll attain wise counsel. Who's your wise counsel? Who have you given the right to speak into your life? Spiritually, do others see Christ in you? Love what Chapman said this morning. I can't take their eyes off of you, and they don't know exactly what it is, but it's the Holy Spirit of God fallen just all around where you walk. I picked up some jeans this morning to go put them in the hamper. My wife's right there. And I picked them up and I grabbed them from the bottom and change just went all over the floor. And you know what? Before I could turn around and pick it up, there she was. Picking it all up. Now, if it hadn't have been changed, I don't know if she'd have been so eager. See, what's falling out of your pockets? Now, I'm not talking just money. Please hear me today. What are you filling your life with that others are wanting? In your spiritual life, are people seeing that God's made an impact? Come on, if they're seeing that, they're going to want what's overflowing in your life if it's working for you. If it's working for you. Being in church is a big deal. I had a person a few years ago who said to me this comment, and I've never forgot it. You know, you talk about the spiritual blessings of God, and I don't have any of those. I don't get any of those spiritual blessings. And here's what I asked him. I inquired. I said, how much time do you spend in prayer and in Bible reading, and what church are you going to? And here's what he said. I don't do any of those things. Kind of a waste of time. And I said, well, then quit expecting a spiritual blessing. I don't know what to tell you. You're wanting a spiritual blessing, and you're not willing to do it God's way. If you're not willing to position yourself, then quit hoping for something that's not coming your way. You got to position yourself for the blessing, and then you're blessed. In our physical lives, you want to be in a situation where there are no blessings of health? Don't exercise, drink 2 pots of coffee every day, eat all the fat and sugar you can get your hands on. Go out and buy a package of cigarettes and start faithfully smoking at least a pack every day. And within 20 years, maybe less, you'll enjoy poor health. Nobody sets out with the intent to have poor health. They just forget to position themselves for health. Come on, I know that some of you Mr. and Mrs. Fit people and watch everything you eat can amen that one. And I get that. And I'm not, but you have in certain areas said, I own that one, but what about praying for someone who's in need? It's unlikely that any miracle of God or medicine will be able to erase the effects on your body if you don't position yourself into a place where you can receive the blessings of God. You want the blessings of good health? Position yourself. Now, everybody gets that. But what about in our moral lives? You don't uphold honesty as important. You cheat, lie, and steal. You disregard the Bible's teaching about commitment in relationships. You don't tell the truth on your taxes, and you're expecting morality to follow you. And people treat you. Don't listen to how the Bible speaks about the importance of marriage. And I'm not passing judgment on anyone whose marriage didn't make it. But know this, I'm pointing out that a broken marriage is not a blessing to anyone. You better put yourselves in a position for a good marriage. When's the last marriage retreat you went to? Well, it's not my fault, it's hers. I act like that's amazing. I used to say it. And it took me a long time to understand that you can only fix yourself. At some point, you got to put yourself in a position for a good marriage. And you might not just go, come on. You might not just go to one marriage retreat. It might take 3 before anything changes. I can testify. It was 2 or 3 exits down. I missed several of them. Then I repositioned myself. And you know what? As we're traveling down the life's highway of marriage, every once in a while, I need to reposition myself again. And she'd tell you the same thing. We have to do that. You have to be aware of where you're driving and what you're doing. Regard and you will be regarded. What goes around comes around. Really? Yeah, it's called seed time and harvest. Put in your moral life, position yourself for blessing, and you'll be blessed morally. Here's my encouragement for you today and forever. Check that you're positioned correctly. Did you hear that today? Check that you're positioned correctly. Are we seeing our position is really, really important? What are you doing on weekends? How are you entertaining yourself? Are you positioning yourself to think right? Are you positioning yourself to experience what God really has for his people? Are you positioning yourself for the physical life being enjoyed, but also being fruitful? We got to have both. And I'm not saying that getting out there with the weed eater is that much fun. Not everything is fun, but everything can be done in joy. How? Because of my understanding of who God is. And we've got to get to a place where we're positioning. Y'all stand with me this morning.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.